This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here with today's lesson in, man, the ways the economy is changing is hitting everywhere. This morning, Pearson, the global education publisher, announced a nearly $3.5 billion loss for 2016. Marketplace's Adrian Hill explains what's going on.
Maya Rustem is an example of the bind book publishers are in. She's a poli-sci major at Cal State University Northridge.
I used to get my textbooks from the bookstore when I was a freshman and didn't know any better.
Now she says she's smarter. She rents.
I save like $500 on books.
That's $500 a semester. According to the National Association of College Stores, spending on course materials has fallen 14% in the last 10 years, even as tuition has jumped. Students are renting or buying used books. Schools are looking for cheaper open education resources and digital materials, which is where publishers are hoping the future is. Digital textbooks, learning platforms. Pearson says it's investing nearly $930 million a year to make the transition to digital. Other publishers are scrambling, too.
This shift has been brewing for a while, but it's really happening, I think, now in really record pace.
That's David Anderson with the Association of American Publishers. He says it's not just how students get their course materials that's a challenge for publishers today. It's also the number of students enrolled. Undergraduate enrollment peaked in 2010. Howard Lurie is an analyst at EduVentures.
You know, enrollment tends to be countercyclical to the economy.
A better job market means fewer people looking for a degree and for textbooks. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.